This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1690. Group conversation. Have you experienced road rage?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Are you an angry or aggressive driver? In today's Native Natural Group Conversation, the entire All Ears English team discusses road rage. Listen in for our experiences with this common and very dangerous phenomenon. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Fantastic.
Pretty good.
How are you?
So good. This is going to be an interesting conversation today, guys. We're talking about road rage, which I think is fascinating. I talk about friends with this. Everyone has a story. So I'm really excited for this conversation and for you guys, listeners, to hear such a native, natural conversation. We might be interrupting each other, talking over each other, because everyone has heightened emotions about a topic like this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if a phrase has the word rage in it, I mean, that's like the most extreme, aggressive, angry emotion, rage. So we'll try to keep it civil, you guys, and right. Not get rageful with each other. No. Is rageful a word? No. Enraged.
How would you say that? Enraged. Try not to get enraged with each other. Right. Because yeah. We probably do all have very strong feelings about this or have experienced or maybe feel it ourselves.
Yeah. I think it's
heaven
funny.
Heaven forbid.
I laugh at people that get road rage. Do you guys want to throw out some examples first? Like, when is the last time you guys saw someone or experienced road rage?
Oh, definitely in Boston. I saw it a lot more than I do out here in Colorado. People are just way more chill out here. I remember once I used to live on kind of a busy street in Cambridge, Mass. And I remember once I was working and I heard someone, it was like a Friday, rainy Friday at rush hour. Worst time for road rage, right?
Yeah.
Someone laid on their horn probably for 3 minutes. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, why is that necessary?
It's
but
not.
Those Bostonians, they will do it. They will get, they will get mad.
New Yorkers, too. There are signs now that's like, it's illegal to honk.
Yeah.
Because they will, like you said, lay on your horn, just like push it forever.
Wow.
And it's
they
so loud.
It's okay. Like just a little beep, beep. Come on. Like beep, I'm beep. Here. Right. But laying on your horn is completely different. And
you know, and distracting.
You know what's funny? I get excited when I get to honk at someone because I never do. And it's always exciting. Like if somebody like cuts me off or like does something that's worthy of a honk.
Yeah.
I'm always like, I get excited. Like I honk my
You're
horn.
Funny. It's fun. I feel like a little sense of fear like to honk actually. Like, I mean, not to honk, not like a bit, but not really, but like I'm not a big honker. I will
like, are
do
you
it.
Worried about repercussions or do you just feel kind of mean?
Yeah, sometimes you don't, I don't know, like, no, it's not about feeling mean.
it's just,
I'll be mean to anybody. I would
She's Aubrey. From New York.
I'm from New York.
But you're worried someone will maybe get out of their car and come yell at you.
Well, yeah,
something.
Like I have been in instances where with people who have some road rage in the car who seem like they could,
scary.
You know, not that, that sounded wrong. Not that they would do anything, but they're like beep happy. Like, so it's not that they would do anything, but almost like they would like, goes too far with the honking, and then you're like, oh, you don't know what the other person, I don't know. I'm just
I get what you're saying.
You never know.
It is scary though, because in America, I mean, people have guns. I mean, this isn't you know, a no, like an inconsequential, you know, like occurrence or whatever.
That's the thing.
With road rage, it's this uncontrollable passion where there is, it is your animal brain that takes over, right? Like, you're not being rational at that point. And if somebody has a deadly weapon with them, like, they're not thinking. They'll just jump out with their gun or whatever.
Well, I think there was a case where that happened recently. Didn't someone?
There's tons.
Where was that? Okay, so it happens a lot.
It happens a lot. I was looking up some stats for this, and I guess road rage is a factor in more than 50% of car crashes. It accounts for 30 deaths a year, 1,800 injuries. And what's interesting, too, I didn't realize this. We kind of have to define terms. According to, like, the United States Motor Vehicle Division, there's a big difference between aggressive driving, which is really what we're talking about, honking and maybe getting mad, and actual road rage. It's defined by the MVD as causing an accident with your car because you were angry. Okay. Like an actual assault with a motor vehicle is official road rage. What we're actually talking about is more aggressive driving, right? Yeah. I cannot imagine hitting someone with my car.
Ooh.
But yeah, I get real mad if someone's like stopped at a right, you know, the red light on a right, and I want to go right, and they're going straight in front of me. I get, you know, I would say, ooh, I have road rage. No, I'm not going to hit them with my car. There's a difference.
Do you guys do you feel emotional when you're driving? I mean, I guess
I do.
I guess like I lose my,
you're
I
laughing.
Lose
you're like, it's so silly, and I'm like
if I'm in a hurry, I guess. But usually, I'm just like, nah, I don't know. It's just like 3 seconds difference. Like it actually doesn't make that huge of a difference if somebody's going too slow or they.
I think it really depends on where you are. Like I said before, it's all about your location. If other people are getting heated, you may get heated. It just depends on where you're driving.
Yeah, people in Portland don't care. No, everybody here drives so slowly, and that does annoy me. But I don't get mad about it. But people are so slow here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no.
Most of the time I feel that way, but sometimes I do get heated and I feel silly. I realize it's silly. Maybe later I feel silly, but I'll get really mad. I understand why people get so, and it's coming from somewhere else. Like you're mad about something else, you're frustrated about something else.
Totally.
You're like taking it out on other drivers.
Oh,
and I'll like yell at someone, and my kids are there, like, Mom.
It's like stress. It's all buttoned up in there. Stress. It's like bottled up in your mind and heart, and it just comes out at that driver. But it's about all other things.
And I actually get really frustrated if I am a passenger and the driver. If someone cuts them off or something and they don't honk, then I get mad and I'll reach over and honk, and they of course get really upset.
Aubrey,
of that. Understandable. I would be with Michelle, and I'd be like honking your horn, and you'd be so mad at me.
Then she
I know it's terrible.
Well, okay, Aubrey, I have a question. Would you ever use any special gestures towards people?
Oh,
a gesturer.
A gesturer. No, we don't want to see any demonstrations.
We won't tell you, but just look up flip the bird, because that is a wonderful idiom. Just look it up, you guys, and you'll know what we're talking about. Because there are cultural gestures that have the same meaning in that, like every country, right? Maybe
you know what I'm more likely to do though? I'll give someone a thumbs up with like a mean face, like nice job, you know.
You're all
I think that's so much
aggressive.
More condescending
good
and mean.
Oh my god,
like,
you're like really
driving
assume
there, but
that's so funny. But they might just see the thumb and be like, oh,
"That's what
I'm
thinking." Maybe. Oh, she's like, maybe. "Good job."
And I have flipped a bird a time or two.
I would be too scared. Like a honk, I can do, but like no flipping of anything for me.
I'm kind of confrontational, I guess.
I don't know.
That makes me feel bad. I'm too sensitive. Like, if somebody else flips me off, or if, you know, because people, I don't know, people get angry, and I even, whatever. Even if I did something wrong, it was an accident. And if somebody, especially if James is in the car, and somebody drives past me, like, yelling, like, bad words, and like, you know, flipping me off or whatever, like I get sad for like a couple hours. It makes me feel gross.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah,
same
me too.
I get that. I get that walking because I'm walking everywhere. So if somebody like honks at me or like says something while I'm walking, if I, you know, maybe wasn't look, you know, like something, I can, it does kind of like shock you, but like, yeah, I don't drive. I probably only drive maybe once every few weeks, maybe once a month, like, cause I'm in a city environment. Right. But like, if I'm walking and like, I get a dirty look or I do, you know, so, you know, then it does. I know what you mean, Jessica. It does kind of like shock you for like, a second.
So bad.
It disrupts you.
And I've had that where you like feel so bad, you know, you're like I'll be mad at someone and then you see them and it's like a cute little grandma or something. You're like, I feel so much regret.
Or like a mother with two kids in the back.
Totally. And, yes. I'm like, I'm sorry. Sometimes they do deserve it. It'll be some punk kid who's just terrible, but sometimes not.
If you are loving All Ears English, this new way to learn English where we focus on connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English, then go ahead and hit follow now wherever you listen to podcasts so that you don't miss a single episode that we publish. We release new episodes 4 days a week, so don't miss a single one. Go ahead and hit follow, and thanks for listening to All Ears English.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Well, okay, this is kind of interesting. Do you ever feel like people always talk about the person driving as like this guy, or like, I feel like it's always like, like this guy cut me off. This
you
guy,
assume and it's you like an aggressive guy, maybe.
Exactly. Oh, so like, I feel, you know, and that's
gender
like
stereotype.
Goes kind of right. Like that kind of goes with what you were saying, Aubrey, is like, then you look and it's like, and like, I'll be in the car with somebody and it's like, oh, that guy over there did this. And I'm like, oh, it's actually
it's a woman. But just to play the counterpoint, that is the most expensive.
it was me.
That is the most expensive insurance category. Guys in their 20s. Therefore, they definitely do have the most accidents.
Interesting.
Otherwise, insurance wouldn't be as expensive for them as it is. So just to play the counter side there, Michelle.
but that's, I mean, that's a fair point, like for sure. It's just funny. It just always makes me laugh when, like, it's just basically what Aubrey said.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's like a generational aspect to it to some extent besides like location-based differences. Because I know like my mom and stepdad, they're way more, they're angrier drivers than
for sure
than I am. Like, it drives me bonkers driving with my mom. Like, it makes me so nervous because whenever she drives, she's like, oh, sure, guy, get over here. Oh, yeah, what are you doing? And she's like always yelling at everybody else driving around her. And James and I are always like, what is her problem? Yeah.
But do you think that's LA, Jessica? Because she's in LA, right? Your mom? Do you think that's the freeway?
She hasn't lived there for very long. Like, she's lived in Nevada and Idaho and.
Maybe she got excited about it. Yeah, that's my question.
I think so. I think she's just an angry little lady if she's driving. The rest of the time, she's like the sweetest person. Maybe it goes back to what we were saying. Like,
she's me.
There's other angry things, and it just that's her safe space to let it out.
Well, and my guess is she would not, because what's really dangerous and scary, and I don't do this at all, is when people take it to like tailgate. Where they're like following too closely and that can cause an accident. Or cutting people off to let them know they're mad. I never do anything like that. Not even close to it, right?
Are you sure?
I might yell. I really don't. I promise. Like, I might yell and I might be mad, but I've never, ever like followed too close or cut someone off. That's so dangerous. And there's a very distinct difference in my mind.
Yeah. Okay, so I think there's also this difference between like, okay, it kind of reminds me of social media, like where in a way you're like anonymous. So like, what I'm thinking of is like when I'm in the car and like when I say like, oh, I won't beep, that doesn't mean I'm not saying things. Like, in my car with the closed windows where nobody can hear me. Just, like safe. yeah, that doesn't mean I'm not using an appropriate language per se, or I just criticize that, you know, like that doesn't mean that I don't do that, but I do it like, you know, so nobody can hear me. Whereas right. like on social media, yeah. people also yeah, like,
that's true.
Can't, you know, you like can say more. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just thinking of that analogy.
I'd be very curious, listeners, if this exists in your country. Yeah. If road rage is a thing, if you are watching this on YouTube, leave a comment below. And if you're listening on the podcast, guys, go to the All Ears English YouTube channel and leave a comment on this video. Tell us if this exists in your country. How do people show they're angry when they're driving? Do people get angry when they're driving? Is road rage a thing? Tell us in the comments, guys. And if you want lessons like this with real group conversations, you can get weekly lessons like this, guys, if you sign up at allearsenglish.com/fast.
Yes, this is so interesting. I feel like we could have talked about this forever. And you definitely, you guys, there's a good chance that you're going to talk with natives, with other English speakers about this. So be ready with this great vocab. Go to allearsenglish.com/fast to get the vocab lesson and the quiz so that you can really dive into this interesting conversation.
All right. Awesome. Good stuff. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.